Our master jewelers have over 50 years of experience and can create that one-of-a-kind custom-designed piece. Quality Jewelers at the Penobscot Plaza in Bangor and at qualityjewelers.com.
It's 14 minutes after 4 o'clock on Downtown. Well, you know our next guest, a frequent visitor to the show. You voted him as your favorite guest last year in Downtown Madness, and he'll be back in the home state this Friday night for Seinfeld Night at Hadlock Field as the Sea Dogs take on the Fisher Cats. John O'Hurley, welcome back to Downtown.
Nice to talk to you, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How's your summer going?
Oh, it's been just one of the most memorable summers of my life, punctuated by several trips to several ballparks this year. An upcoming one here at my favorite Red Sox facility there for the Sea Dogs.
Well, yeah, I've seen a lot of pictures. You've been throwing out the first pitch a lot. You're a lefty, and so
I'm getting so good. I'm going to start throwing out the last pitch.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, the Red Sox have had some bullpen issues here. If this goes
that's
well,
right. You push them two out in the ninth. You pull the closer and put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play.
I love that. Now, do you do any preparation? Because no one ever asked me to throw to first pitch, but I would be horrified at the prospect of bouncing one or throwing one over the catcher's head. Do you do any sort of preparation?
I sure do. And here's the thing: is that in every spot that I've done a pitch this summer, my 9-year-old son, Will, has caught it because he's now the catcher for his little league team. So it's the added pressure of, Daddy, don't screw this up, please, because you'll embarrass me. So he goes out there with his full catcher regalia on, and he sits there, and he makes sure that I'm 60 feet, 6 inches away. There's no pulling punches here. There's no little lob into him. He wants a full wind-up and a full, he wants a little heat on it.
So you're not going to cheat. You're going to be standing on the mound, feet on the rubber, doing it right.
I'm going to be pushing off and throwing him kind of a soft curve in there at the somewhere between 65 and 71 miles an hour.
Well, listen, Stephen Wright does that with that knuckleball, and that seems to work okay.
Listen, I'm just thankful my son can catch it. That's all. But you know, it's been so much fun, and it really is. You know, that's the nature of what baseball should be. It's a family game. It's about entertainment, and especially in the minor league, the minor leagues. It's just wonderful. A wonderful way for the entire family to spend some time at the park, and I can't wait to do it with Seinfeld as a theme.
Absolutely. It is Seinfeld night at Hadlock Field on Friday night. Do you know what other festivities are going on other than you throwing out the first pitch?
Well, I think we're doing a little singing there in the seventh inning. I think we'll do a little autograph signing, and I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with a whole series of Seinfeldian games to play in between innings.
Well, and of course, we have to ask the question because the last time you were on, you broke the news here about the urban sombrero. Will you be wearing it while you throw out that first pitch?
I will not. It's too pricey. You know, the first one sold for about $6,500.
Wow. Wow, yeah. That's fantastic.
It sure is. That better be worth it, too, I'll tell you.
I know you've been able to spend some time back here in the Northeast. Now, you've got a place in Vermont, right?
That's where we are right now, actually. Just finishing up the last few days of vacation here before we head up, and we'll be heading out to L.A. shortly after.
And the Chicago tour continues to go well. You were back in Chicago. I saw you got rave reviews from your shows in Pittsburgh as well.
The tour has gone very well. This is the 20-year anniversary of Chicago the Musical on Broadway, so I'll be back for a special ceremony and to do a night of it there on Broadway this fall. I'm talking about possibly doing a special limited engagement of The Fantastics, which is the oldest musical in New York, 55 years running. It's also there on Broadway right around the corner from Chicago, so I may stop in there to lead that for about 6 weeks during Christmas.
Wow. Now, I love The Fantastics. I direct high school theater here, and that is my absolute favorite musical of all time. Who would you play in The Fantastics?
El Gallo.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yes, I've always loved that role. I actually played the boy in college, and it was always one of my favorite shows as well. You picked a good one. But it's been running for a long time, and they wanted to do a special limited engagement with me in as El Gallo. So we're looking at that, as I mentioned, between the Thanksgiving and New Year's.
And that's good because that means you're still a young man. They didn't ask you to play the old actor.
That's right. Yeah, well, as long as I throw out the first pitch and leap up and down off the box and the Fantastics, I guess I have enough. There's still enough in me, still enough fight left in me.
Absolutely. We're talking with John O'Hurley here on Downtown. Now, I heard a friend of yours in an interview recently, Bryan Cranston, and was talking about a show that you did together. And for anybody who doesn't know, you two appeared on a soap opera together back, was in the early 80s?
We appeared together on Loving. That's where Bryan and I first met and became instant best friends and realized that we both had the same sense of humor. It was a remarkable show because we had more fun with that show. Bryan and I would do a send-up of the entire show during the dress rehearsal, and it was always the most fun thing to watch. Yeah, it was really kind of where Bryan and I kind of cut our comedic eye teeth together, I think, on that show, believe it or not. It's actually on a soap opera, not... And I was actually the first twin brothers on daytime television, and it was when I was doing Loving.
Now, we've tried a couple of times through his management people to get Bryan on the show with no success. So, you know, if you can put in a good word for us, that would sure be appreciated.
Absolutely. And that's an easy one.
We're talking with John O'Hurley, and we've been asking people, too, this time of year, not that there aren't any times of year when you can't enjoy great music, but is there for you a favorite summer song, perhaps one that takes you back to your youth, one that makes you roll down the window and turn up the volume on the car radio?
You know, the song Beyond the Sea is one.
Oh.
Is the one, and there are two, actually. I remember that from my parents, Beyond the Sea. It's what I do in my one-man show, which is more about the standards. But then but if there was one song that I think always makes me, just reminds me so much of summer, it's that song, See You in September, Sealed with a Kiss.
Love it. Great stuff. I love it. John, so this Friday night, it is Seinfeld night at Hadlock Field. The Sea Dogs and the Fisher Cats going at it. There'll be a lot of Seinfeld memories there, I'm sure. Does that ever get old? I mean, you've done so many other things in your career. Do you get tired of the people calling you Jay Peterman and asking about
that? No, not at all, not at all. Listen, the fact that I was able to put my finger through the belt loop of that extraordinary moment in time is, I'll be very happy at the age of 90 to say I was still part of the Rumble line one day.
And how is the company? How's the J. Peterman Company going?
We're doing just fine. We're doing just fine. Up and running. We've been having a great time with it.
And we can't wait for November. Not that we want to rush the summer, but the National Dog Show, sponsored by Purina, always a highlight of the year. And you're glad to hear you're back for another year of that.
Oh, exactly. This is going to be our 15th year on Thanksgiving Day. It's the number one show that NBC does all year long. Last year, upwards of more than 26 million people watch.
Well, John, it's always a treat to talk with you. Thanks, as always, for making time for us. Have a wonderful time on Friday night. We know you're going to throw it right down the middle, and we look for a big strike and a big night.
I want to know what the over and under money is.
Oh, listen, it's all on you to throw a perfect pitch, and I think there's a reasonable chance you're a September call-up for somebody this year.
That's right. Looking to be the last pitch.
There you go. Thank you so much, John. We'll
talk
with you again.
Good to talk to you, as always.